Welcome, everybody, and happy Tuesday to you. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest given the last 24 hours of news with me. For the first half hour of today's program, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, frequent contributor here on The Maggie Dawn Show, and of course, host of his own amazing show, Amicus, a law review. You can find that on Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. At 4:30 this afternoon, we'll be joined by sitting and current Lieutenant Governor, but soon to be potentially Wisconsin Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, to discuss her candidacy for the governorship and specifically how she plans to have a platform and what policy positions she'll take in that platform to unite Democrats and bring in swing voters, as well as conservatives of good faith, into a broad coalition that would be necessary to win the governor's mansion come 2026. And at 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Professor Mariel Barnes of the University of Wisconsin. She and I will be talking about sexual violence, and it's the systems that help enable sexual violence against women and girls and enable things like sex trafficking or human trafficking to occur. What can we all do about this? How do we instigate the change that all of us would like to see when it comes to these issues? That discussion will, of course, lead into the current status of play in the Epstein file scandal that continues to plague the Trump administration on a daily basis. That's the show we've got planned for you today, but let's start with some of the headlines this afternoon. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, under the direction of Donald Trump, has announced that it will be repealing a fundamental scientific finding that gives the United States government the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change, according to two people familiar with the Trump administration's plan. The proposed Environmental Protection Agency rule rescinds a 2009 declaration known as the, quote, endangerment finding, which scientifically established that greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane endanger human lives. That finding, that endangerment finding, is the basis, the foundation of the federal government's only tool to limit climate pollution from vehicles, power plants, and other industries that are dangerously heating our planet. This proposal is expected to be made public in a matter of days. It comes on prior announcements, prior leaks from the EPA that it will end climate regulation entirely under the Clean Air Act. All, frankly, fairly stunningly ridiculous policy decisions, and all of it, in my opinion, harkens back to when Donald Trump stood in front of the nation's top oil executives and said, give my campaign billions of dollars because I'll save you billions when I end climate regulations. I don't know, it seems like a pretty obvious pay-to-play, and yet here we are, corruption at its finest, again delivered from the Trump administration. Funny that he seems to be keeping promises to the billionaire donor set while utterly failing to deliver on promises that he made to his voter base, of course, including the disclosure of the Epstein files, and again, we will get there. But welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Thanks for being here with me, Jim. The breaking news that I'd like to discuss with you this afternoon, which I think is just absolutely insane, is that the Trump administration has filed what can be termed an ethics complaint against federal district court Judge Boasberg, a Republican appointee, a very, very conservative gentleman, a highly respected jurist, effectively of accusing him of judicial misconduct for making comments, allegedly, during a private judicial conference meeting about a potential constitutional crisis, given that the administration has failed to follow court orders, plural, some of those orders issued by Judge Boasberg himself. Jim, can you explain to us more about what the administration is apparently trying to argue in this ethics complaint against Judge Boasberg?
You know, some of it, Maggie, it goes right to the last pages. This is really not meant for you or me or even for the chief judge there. This is meant to send this message out there that, my goodness, we've got, as many people in the administration have said, this out-of-control judge. They want him off these cases. They want him referred for disciplinary proceedings. And they're telling the chief judge of the district, do whatever you need to do to rein this guy in. What this is all about is, as you accurately just stated, comments made appropriately by judges of the Judicial Conference of the United States of America. As you said, you and I are not invited, nor are many other people in the United States of America. They get together to address things related to challenges, successes, issues related to the management of the judiciary in America. And in that setting, you want judges. You want judges, including the justices of the Supreme Court, judges at the appellate level, district court level, to say things about what they see on the horizon, concerns that they have, so that all of their colleagues can know about them and respond to them. They're not making any rulings here. They're talking about the good management of the rule of law. And it is fascinating, Maggie, as you have noted, that this happens on March 11th. That is this judicial conference meeting. On the 15th, you and I were both on various programs of this very radio station saying, what's going on there in Judge Boasberg's, at the time it was the chief judge, in his courtroom? This was the day. This is the day I think that you and I both look to and say, this is the day in which we clearly had, and going forward, a constitutional crisis. Why? Because was Judge Boasberg living up candidly to what he predicted? He couldn't possibly know. Was the truth, which is, as attorneys are appearing in front of them and he's saying to them, get those planes that have 238 people on board headed toward El Salvador, either keep them grounded. If they're in the air, you tell the pilot to turn them around and get back here. If they're somehow in El Salvador, do the same thing, gas them up, return. And ever since March 15th, this judge has not gotten a straightforward answer from your Department of Justice attorneys about the status. Who made those decisions? Did they, in fact, the big issue, did they know about this and purposely not follow his very directives, which is exactly what he predicted 4 days earlier? And that's the contempt, yes, but that's also the breach of the rule of law in America. A federal judge telling you to do something, and the answer is deception at a minimum. And in some cases, to him and also to Judge Zinnes, other judges, we're simply going to tell you things that aren't true or say things that we don't know. We don't know, Judge, when in fact, of course we know. All of that is a violation of everything you can possibly imagine in terms of ethics, propriety, the way the rule of law works, the way courtrooms act, behave, and the way lawyers need to act under any circumstances. This document is a shot back at him, not a physical bullet type shot, but a shot administratively, procedurally, to send to the world the message that he is one of these out-of-control judges. He is not. He is not. And it is a shame, once again, your words shocking, stunning, that this administration taking on the judiciary, confirming, if you will, their attack on the judiciary by the very filing of this ethics complaint.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you voted for Donald Trump, what do you think about any administration ignoring court orders? I frequently hear from conservatives, but what about when Joseph R. Biden, then President Biden, attempted to, for the second time, effectively provide student debt relief? My answer to that is he did it on a different legal basis. He complied with the Supreme Court's initial rulings, saying that that was not a way that the Biden administration could proceed. They came up with a different argument under different federal laws and tried it in a different way. That is not flouting a court order. That is called good lawyering and good policymaking to attempt to do something on a different legal basis. That has absolutely no relevance to the discussion here. We're in an active proceeding. A judge instructs a party, here the United States government, to do X, Y, Z, and the United States government doesn't do X, Y, Z. That creates a standoff between the executive branch and the judiciary. That could not be a more appropriate point of discussion at the annual judicial conference amongst all Article III judges and justices. In fact, it's the only question that would matter at all at that conference, given that that flouting of a clear and unequivocal court order just occurred in March. And the idea that Judge Boasberg would raise this issue at this conference as some sort of ethical lapse worthy of complaint by the very administration that in their own refusal to comply with court orders is the branch of government creating said constitutional crisis is both utterly ironic at best and contemptible at worst. It's so stupid. It sort of blew my mind in this very bizarre fashion. And yet at the same time, seemingly completely predictable. Yes, yes. And Jim, here's the thing. You pointed this out in the beginning of your comments, that in the very days after this incredible ruling by Judge Boasberg in the late, late hours of Saturday, March 15th, going into the morning of Sunday, March 16th, his ordering these planes to turn around, the administration not following that directive, and then the subsequent hearings that Judge Boasberg had in the next 24-hour period to say, what'd you do about this? Where are the planes? Led me and everyone else who cares about whether or not government lawyers and government actors in good faith fully try to comply with court orders, because that is how our legal system is arranged, I got on the air and discussed it. The very thing that the administration is now trying to say was so problematic that Judge Boasberg was discussing it with other Article III judges. Jacob, do we have, no, we do not have time to take that sound. We're going to take it on the other side. You're going to want to hear what I was saying, which is what everyone was saying in the period of time immediately following the first clear, unequivocal instance of the Trump administration flouting valid, at that point, unstayed, in other words, still active court orders, an active, clear, unequivocal flouting of court orders. We were all talking about it, the very thing that Judge Boasberg, you know, with his other judges, was talking about. Jim, how extraordinary is this on a scale of 1 to 10? Have we seen anything like this in modern legal history?
We have not. And it is, I would say that it's a 10, but that sounds, or 11 or 12, that sounds like Donald Trump talking about 1,000% for some of the tariffs that he's going to impose. So let's stay inside real numbers. The other issue, of course, it undermines the very notion that there should be ethics considerations. This is not one of them. And yes, it sends this message that anything now can be the subject of attack. And that's why this is so stunning and striking and offensive and contrary to the rule of law.
We'll get into my comments in response to that open flouting of the court order back from March, why that means the administration's complaint is nonsense. And then we'll talk about the utter hypocrisy of this administration raising ethics and corruption concerns next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.